You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about how the semiconductor industry is hitting a real crossroads. It feels like we're standing at a critical inflection point.
It really is. For decades, we could just count on Moore's law to double transistor density every couple of years. But now that we're trying to shrink silicon down to the atomic level, we've hit some hard physical walls. Excessive heat, power constraints, and quantum tunneling are basically stalling progress.
And that bottleneck is absolutely crucial when you think about artificial intelligence. AI just craves massive, high-speed data movement between memory and processors. It's hungry for it.
Exactly. Traditional copper interconnects and standard silicon chips are just struggling to keep up. We're running into serious thermal and bandwidth constraints that are actively limiting how we can scale AI.
But here's where it gets really exciting. Former Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger is proposing a fundamental paradigm shift: optical computing.
Right. Instead of relying on electrons moving through wires, this approach uses photons, essentially beams of light, to transmit data and perform calculations.
I love that concept. Unlike electrons, photons travel at light speed with virtually zero resistance, and they generate almost no heat. It's just so elegant.
It is. By integrating these photonic components directly onto silicon chips, engineers can actually build hybrid architectures. You get traditional processing logic paired with high-speed optical data routing.
And when you break it down, the technology really delivers three primary advantages that could change everything.
The first is bandwidth. Optical pathways use wavelength multiplexing to create dozens of parallel data lanes within a single fiber. That delivers massive bandwidth gains without needing wider physical traces on the chip.
The second advantage is thermal management. Offloading that data movement to light drastically cuts heat output. That means lower cooling costs and much better hardware reliability, especially in those packed data centers.
And third, it tackles latency and congestion. Optical networking allows for efficient scaling across thousands of GPUs and AI accelerators, which is exactly what we need for large-scale distributed training.
Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Switching to this architecture isn't going to be a walk in the park. There are definitely manufacturing challenges ahead.
You're right. Integrating photonics with standard CMOS silicon requires new fabrication techniques, specialized materials, and rigorous testing. All of that will initially drive up costs.
But the beautiful part is that Gelsinger's strategy isn't about tearing everything down. It focuses on practical solutions designed to integrate right into our existing semiconductor supply chains.
That's the critical takeaway here. This isn't just a theoretical experiment in a lab. Optical computing represents a strategic, manufacturable evolution of the industry.
Exactly. By overcoming silicon's physical limits, photonics could truly revive and reimagine Moore's law for the AI era. It gives us so much hope for what's next.
Absolutely. If we can successfully scale this, we're looking at faster, greener, and fundamentally more scalable computing infrastructure. It's the right path to meet the insatiable demands of next-generation artificial intelligence.